And Top Story is always brought to you by Telesil Connecting Energies, also by Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. The Electric Commission has made an unprecedented move tonight to bring greater transparency to the Inter-Party Advisory Committee meeting scheduled for tomorrow that has been described by some as a make or break meeting. It follows demands by the main opposition National Democratic Congress for a briefing. The opposition party had requested for a forensic audit into the voters' register that they had described as flawed, but also a tool to rig the elections this year. They had embarked on a series of protests across the country. Tomorrow, the Electoral Commission will be meeting with the NDC and other political parties with similar concerns. And for the very first time, the EC says it will open that meeting up for us journalists to participate, but also bring that to you live. I want to bring in my colleague in the studio with me, Kojo Brace, because today the NDC has been demanding just that. They wanted this meeting tomorrow to be subject to press coverage. We now know that has now been granted by the Electoral Commission, but let's walk through what the demands of the NDC was today, as laid out by Dr. Mani Boma, who is the Director of Elections.
Now, he took to his Facebook page to make that demand. He says, in the interest of the general public and the Ghanaian voter, following the contestation between the NDC and the Electoral Commission over the 2024 voters register, the EC must allow the media to provide live coverage of the proceedings at the IPAC meeting. The live broadcast will provide Ghanaians with real-time and unbiased information on the state of the 2024 voters register after the EC's so-called self-audit or auto-correction of the avoidable into bracket criminal errors and mistakes. Additionally, this live media coverage will also completely eliminate the possibility of misinformation and misinterpretation or mispresentation after the IPAC meeting. And then he says, let me emphasize that the NDC's demand for a forensic audit of the register and its IT system cannot be comprehensively addressed at IPAC. The truth is, Eagle Eyes, that's hashtag Eagle Eyes, intercepted information shows us that yesterday the Electoral Commission was still struggling to resolve voters whose names are still missing from the voters register. Then he says the problem is more than meets the eye. Until the criminals who deliberately manipulated voters' data for electoral gain are identified and smoked out, the same errors can recur before December 7th, 2024. Such data manipulation can lead to BVDs not being able to verify some selected voters, even if their names are on the hard copies of the voters' register. Then he says, you'll hear from the NDC soon. I don't know what he means by that.
And we've been looking for the NDC to speak to ahead of tomorrow. First of all, we know they told us in the past that as far as presenting the evidence before the Electoral Commission, they do not trust the Electoral Commission enough to do that. All they wanted was that forensic audit. Will they participate in tomorrow's briefing? Of course, now that they're asking for press coverage, it presumes they will. But the Electoral Commission has also granted that request, which is we've received the invitation.
Joy actually has an invitation which is calling on us to
come in and participate, exactly. but also cover this live.
Exactly, and probably share the details that we have with them. It is for Ms. Joy and other press houses to be part of this particular meeting. So that's saying to the NDC that, well, we've heard what you want. We are glad to open it up for the media to be there.
And this invitation was received a couple of hours back, but on the substantive point, the substantive demand of the NDC, which is the a forensic audit of the voters register, the EC's position as of last Saturday was clear that they have the mandate to do it themselves if they must, but they also believe the processes to audit the register is written in law, which is what you're doing, and so the NDC's position is premature. Listen to Dr. Bosman Asari, is the deputy chair of the EC.
And in that meeting, our IT team will be there. And each party is supposed to come with two representatives. And we have civil society also to be present in that particular meeting. And the commission is going to do a presentation on all we have done on the voters register. And Samson, let me make this point clear. The register was given to the parties in 2020. The register was given to the parties again in 2023. So I know any party should have that. And we've again given the registers to the parties in 2024 for each district. We've given to the parties. So what the commission is saying is that if you are a party and you have the capacity to know that what the EC has given to you is the right one or it's not. Once we finish this meeting and we give you the register, you should be able to know. For example, in 2020, going into the elections, we had almost 27,000 registered voters. In 2023, we added a little over 910,000 onto the register. And in 2024, we've added, in the first phase of the registration, we did almost 777,000. Then during the mop-up, we added almost 100,000. So when you put all these numbers together, we are doing almost 18.8 million people. After the exhibition process has concluded, then we will know those who have been removed by way of deceased. Okay. And other things. So the party should be able to know. So what on Tuesday, when we do the presentation...
Are you suggesting you are open to the audit?
The audit is in the law, CI 91, Regulation 23, Regulation 24. Something maybe Joy must share that particular CI publicly. It's an audit of the voters' register. Commission is not against anything, but what we are saying is that what the law has provided for, why do you want us to depart from it? Well, the election is barely 2 months away. Mm-hmm. And we have a system in place provided by law, which we use to clean. And we did that in 2020. We did that last year, 2023. And we are applying the same procedure. And the commission is fully convinced that we are going to get a final register that is credible, that is robust, and that will be fit for the 2024 general election.
Also an invitation to other civil society groups to also be part of this Inter-Party Advisory Committee. IPAC meeting tomorrow has been described as a make or break one. The media is going to be there for the very first time in the history of the IPAC meetings. We can bring that to you live. I want to bring in right now the Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Abrahima. Suli, what do you make of this move by the Electoral Commission?
Well, Evans, I think that is a really great decision by the Electoral Commission, because there's a lot that has happened that impugned the reputation, the credibility, the transparency of the Electoral Commission. And so far, the Commission's response has also been that, look, everything right is being done to ensure a credible, free, fair elections. And I've seen that the director of elections of the NDC actually made this call that in the upcoming IPAC meeting, the media must be allowed in to provide live coverage. And for the EC to also respond positively, what it means is that, well, as far as they are concerned, there's nothing to hide. And of course, even if certain discrepancies are discovered during tomorrow's meeting, it is important that the public becomes aware of the development, so that collectively we can do what would ensure public trust, public confidence in the EC, so that we can have a very fair, free, transparent elections come December 7th.
It goes down to the credibility of the elections itself. And I know you, each time I've come to one of your programs, you actually encourage that this sort of transparency is what the EC should integrate, not only at an IPAC meeting, the first time they're doing so, but throughout the entire process to the election itself being declared, right? Does this signal an opportunity for the EC after tomorrow to say, this is how we're going to do things going forward, that the media will be involved? We saw the Nigerian elections. The collations were done live on television throughout. And so it was hard to put in any misinformation or disinformation that we couldn't verify ourselves on television.
Well, I think that the involvement of the media certainly is quite critical, but we don't also have to forget about the context of our media landscape today, where some media houses are obviously partisan and would always do things that are in the interest of their political parties rather than, you know, being fair to the issues and being transparent with the issues. So, yes, the EC involving the media going forward is critical, but of course that has to be done in a way that would ensure that they wouldn't also create an opportunity for certain media houses that may want to set a certain agenda to have their way. I think what is important, really, is for the EC to be very proactive in their communications rather than always reacting to claims and allegations that are made. Because once a claim is made and you are reacting, people may have made up their minds already. And so, I mean, at every stage, I think that the EC must be very, very proactive. And I'm happy to say that, for example, we engaged them to say, look, can you engage with the media across the country to let the media understand the processes and the issues and all of that? And their response has been positive. So, in fact, from tomorrow, there is an engagement in Volta region. There's one coming up in the northern region. There's one in Ashanti region. There's one in Accra. So it gives me some sort of confidence that, well, the EC would want to engage. But like I said, I think sometimes they delay quite a bit. So what we have is, you know, there are accusations and then they respond, there are allegations and then they respond. They are always put on the reactive side of things. And I think going forward, they need to be very proactive.
And you're right. In fact, as of today, the EC, they've been training our own reporters and correspondents across the country. We'll be deploying for the elections. And they were very receptive to the idea of doing so. But now that you're opening IPAC app for journalists and the media to set up and bring it live, they shift the responsibility, does it not, on journalists to and media to show that we really earned this, but also to the political parties indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. What I don't know is whether it is this particular IPAC meeting that they are allowing the media in to cover the processes live. And perhaps I should want to believe so, because indeed going forward, there could be IPAC meetings that would generate a lot of controversies, a lot of debates and so on. And of course, you don't want everything to be out there in the public domain. But I believe this is an IPAC meeting that is so crucial to discuss this whole contention about the voters register, whether audit or no audit, and all of that. And so it is important that for once, the public, the facts are brought to the public so that if indeed the NDC has issues, we need to know what steps the EC is taking to address those concerns. And if it turns out that, well, what the EC has been saying is also true, that yes, there were issues, but we've corrected them, then of course we will also know that the NDC may have to eat back its words. So for this particular meeting, I think that it is important that they are allowing the media in, but I doubt that the decision is that going forward, every IPAC meeting, we would be there.
But should that be the norm, though? Should that be the norm, that going forward, IPAC meetings, considering how high stakes they can get sometimes, that the media should be part of that going forward?
I would say that I doubt that would be a great decision going forward. Of course, that situations may be that, well, that is what will be required. But at this stage, I think it is important for us to not create an impression that our electoral processes have gotten to a stage where without the public being in the room, without the media being in the room, the institutions and the political parties cannot manage things the way we've managed over the years. Because if we are not careful and every IPAC meeting, the media are there, what we're going to create would be, you know, post-IPAC meetings discussions from partisan perspectives on media platforms and all. And that could eventually also raise the issues about, you know, the EC's trust, the public confidence that we all need to have. So that as well, I believe, has to be managed. But for this critical issue about the auditing of the register, I think it is a great move that the EC has accepted the request on the part of the NDC to have this thing telecast live. But like you said, I think the most important point also going forward and whether to allow the media in or not is about how the media conduct themselves from tomorrow. And so a lot of responsibility on the media now in terms of their own professional ethics, in terms of their own responsibility, in terms of their own objectivity and objective analysis is something that we as the public will be looking up to. I think the EC has done its part in terms of the positive response that it is given. And the media, I believe, would also do its part tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Suleiman Abrahama. There is the Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa. Henry Danabwache is the national organizer of the MPP, joins us on the line right now. And I know they had said last week at the press conference that if the EC decides to conduct this forensic audit, they would also hit the streets. But on the subject of whether to open the IPAC app to press coverage or not. The NDC made the request. The EC had written out to media houses say you can come and cover. They opened it up for the very first time. Nana, thanks for your time here on Top Story. I may have lost him there. Nana Bwachika, can you hear
me? Hello.
Great. Where do you stand on the decision by the Electoral Commission to open this IPAC meeting tomorrow up to press coverage? I may have lost him there. We'll try and get him back on the line. And I want to hear from you on this, though. 055-111-1997. If you're just joining us, tomorrow's IPAC meeting has been described as a make or break one, considering that a lot is riding on that. There's a lot of issues there that the EC is intending to address, particularly those raised by the NDC. They've hit the streets already today. They've asked for the IPAC meeting tomorrow, at which the EC is hoping to receive the evidence, presentations will be done, and they can also have an opportunity in front of the cameras, tell the NDC, as we've already heard from the deputy chair there, the EC, that the issues have been addressed largely. Nana, Henry Nana Bwache is the MPP's national organizer and joins me on the line. And just before we go into the specifics of what might happen tomorrow, whether you're making a presentation yourselves as the MPP, where do you stand on the decision by the EC tonight to open the IPAC meeting up to press coverage?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. We don't have any issues with that. The EC and what usually transpires at IPAC meetings, I don't think that it's something that should create any tension. And for me, inviting the media is a great decision from the Electoral Commission, and we embrace it as a political party. So that is fine. I mean, we are okay with this decision.
And quickly, should this become the norm going forward for IPAC meetings?
That I do not think so. I think that we need to leave that with the Electoral Commission. That discretion should lie with the Electoral Commission to decide. Because clearly, there are some IPAC meetings which may not generate any sort of tension, and it could be normal issues which must be discussed. This particular meeting, you understand that, yes, the NDC called for an audit. The Electoral Commission responded. They said that it was a premature call. I also believe, the New Patriotic Party also believe, that there's no need for any audit of the voters register. IPAC meeting is tomorrow. The media is invited. So that is fine. I mean, all along we've been saying that if you say you have evidence of some 240,000 illegal transfers, present it. Let the Electoral Commission speak for itself. And that is it. And I think the Electoral Commission is seized with the mandate to respond to any allegation or whatever.
Is the MPP making a presentation tomorrow?
Oh, not at all. We may give or pass our comment, our views on the matters. We are a major stakeholder. So our views certainly will be heard tomorrow. But we have not called for any audit. So we may not give any presentation. But we will pass some comments. We will let our views be known on the presentation that will be made by the NDC.
But your position is already known. You've said categorically that you do not believe that there's any basis for a forensic audit. But there have been some civil society groups that have joined that call. In fact, other political parties like Alan Chemanting's party, the Civic Initiative with the likes of IDEC, had all come together to say an independent forensic audit is required on this particular matter. That position of yours has not changed, in spite of all the growing calls for this audit.
Evans, I cannot wrap my head around how and why we should institute any independent body on the Electoral Commission, such broad-based, well-created, deep-rooted Electoral Commission. I mean, they've been conducting 9 elections. In the 1992 constitution, they are mandated to compile credible voters register, and they have done so. And then we are saying that we are going to bring who, which body, to come and audit the Electoral Commission's work again. I cannot wrap my hand around it. I mean, it must be some compelling, overwhelmingly compelling reason to call for such. And I do not see so in this particular matter. So I'm surprised why anybody would want to meddle in the independence or interfere in the independence of the Electoral Commission by saying that we should invite. What has happened? I do not see what has happened. And Evans, I've been saying this. Look, even if we have 2,000 names displaced, illegally transferred, the noise we are hearing from the NDC will not be coming from the NDC. It will be coming from the affected people. People will be running to Joy FM saying that I'm supposed to vote here. I checked the status and I've been moved to, let's say, Nkranza, that is Bono East. So you'll be hearing from the affected people. It looks like we are hearing these noises from the NDC. Even if you displace 2,000, the affected people will come out. They will come out. So when I hear these calls from bodies that a whole electoral commission, a body that is widely and globally recognized. Look, the New Patriotic Party, we've had issues with the Electoral Commission. We requested for a new voters register. They put together a committee. The committee sat on the matter and they came out with their verdict. And then we participated in the 2016 election and we moved on. The NDC also fought against the new voters register by the Electoral Commission in 2020. The Electoral Commission created the new register. Nothing happened. We voted. Peace prevailed. So the moment we begin to shake the Electoral Commission because somebody is coughing, or we begin to shake the Electoral Commission because somebody says so, what are we doing to the institution, the Electoral Commission? So I do not think so at all. We do not have such a compelling reason to warrant any independent audit, to allow anybody. You don't know the kind of body it is, anybody at all to come and sit on the work of the Electoral Commission. We should not even allow it at all.
It begs the question, I know, speaking to yourself and your Director of Elections, that you've also spotted issues with the register, but is it that you're confident that the processes are spelled out in the CI is enough to address all the concerns that you may have spotted?
Yes, Evans. Yes. Look, even currently, during the exhibition process, I had three calls. One person said that his name was wrongly spelled. The other person said that where he's supposed to vote, the polling station, is being changed. You just pick up the correction form. That is why all of us must participate. Because, you see, in my polling station where I vote, I can tell you that if you give the register to my polling station executives, they can identify any and every person on the list. So who? You are going to give it to an independent body to come and do what? For the person to go to the polling station and identify the people in there? I mean, I don't... It is we, the major stakeholders, the NDC. We had an exhibition. We have the provisional voters list. The EC says that they are in the process to finalize the final register. So the processes, the compilation of the register go through. It is so robust that the process itself is a deep-rooted auditing process. So I cannot understand why anybody will say that the Electoral Commission's work must be audited by another body when we have gone through these processes. Now, unless you do not do your work well.
Thank you very much, Nana Boache. He's the MPP national organizer there, joining us with his thoughts on this. Well, that meeting is tomorrow, and you would get it live here on Joy 99.7 FM, but also on our Joy News channel. You really want to stay with us. This is your election headquarters.